Matt, now you're the veteran on the offensive line. Right?
It feels weird.
How's that continuity factor, you know, coming in now that you're the stalwart coming back?
Yeah, I mean, it's weird being the vet. I mean, this is year three for me. But it's a role I played in college, so it's not that different. Just getting everyone on the same page.
How long did it take you to recover from playing every snap this year?
I mean, that's a hard one. That takes a while. That's a lot of snaps.
Yet?
Yeah, I think I am. I'm feeling pretty good.
Mark Sanchez took you guys to the Rockies game. How important is that in terms of bonding with a guy that probably didn't know very well 4 months ago?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. That's important for the team and for the O-line and quarterback to have that communication, get to know each other well. That's very important.
How much better can this offensive line be? I mean, last year you guys did your best, but it was kind of patchwork off and on. With Okung, Stevenson, what are the expectations, especially in terms of running the ball from Joe?
Yeah, I'm very excited about this group we've got. A lot of smart guys, athletic guys, and the guys that are going to work hard. So, I mean, it's hard to give you an exact how better we're going to be, but I think we will be better.
Matthew. Ryan Harris impact you last year and how you do things now and moving forward?
Absolutely. Ryan was a great vet, great friend to me. I still talk to him weekly, and he helped me a lot as far as things that help me body work off the field and how to do some extra film stuff that he kind of taught me some of the old tricks. And so Ryan was a great teammate.
This group now, is it upon you to like call team meetings and do team things and get these guys in cohesive unit? I mean, or is that maybe like a Kung's role, or whose role is that?
I think we kind of, there's a couple of us that shoulder that, trying to get the O-line together, do some stuff as a unit, build that cohesion, because I mean, like you said, we've got a lot of new guys. I mean, just looking back from my rookie year, it's myself and Schofield, the only guys back from that year, so that have been here for that long. So there's not, over the last couple of years, there's been a lot of turnover, so we've got to build that cohesion and unity.
How much will it help that you put that Max saw all those snaps last year and tied it as well as far as building that cohesion between you three?
That'll be huge. Those guys, I mean, Max, they're not calling him a starter, but that's how we viewed him at last year. I mean, he was a starter in our eyes. He played a bunch. Ty, before his injury, was a starter, and so those guys got a lot of snaps under their belt and have a head start on that cohesion.
Where is this offense at? We've got a new quarterback, lots of new faces on your left and right. How long do you think it takes this group to kind of put things together and feel comfortable?
Yeah, I think we're ahead of where you would think we would be. We've got a lot of guys that have, especially on the O-line, that have been in this type of scheme before with Okung and we have a lot of guys back from last year. Quarterbacks will be fine. They just have to get used to the terminology.
How about going from Peyton Manning to Mark Sanchez? Is there a big difference you can kind of put your finger on?
I mean, obviously Peyton was one of the best ever play the game. So there are differences. There's difference between every quarterback. But there's nothing too special for us. You know, we're snapping and blocking our assignments either way.
Was this off-season for you? Were you still at home? Were you still taking the trash out? Still treating normal? Were you recognized more? What was this off-season?
It was recognized a little more. It was good to be back home. It was a shorter off-season than normal, which, I mean, wouldn't have it any other way. But, yeah, it was a good off-season. Got back home and just same old stuff.
Everyone was on the top show receiving attention. What was the coolest thing you did as a result of the Super Bowl?
You know, we did back in my hometown, we kind of did an event where I got to go and see a bunch of people from the hometown and thank them for their support. So that meant a lot to me and to my hometown it's a real small town, so it was nice to get back and thank those guys. Those guys have supported me since I was, before I can remember, so.
Did you snap to Paxton Lynch today?
No, not today. I don't know when they'll get that all going.
Yeah, taking into account the change of quarterback, the fact you guys drafted a running back fairly high, can you project for us how you see the offense coming out this year from a run percentage versus pass percentage standpoint?
I mean, that's something that'll work itself out. I don't know. I mean, exact percentages. We're going to run the ball. That's our focus. And, I mean, as far as, like, drafting running back high, I mean, that's just not something we're too worried about. We're just playing.
Can you see running the ball more this year?
I mean, I don't know what our percentages were last year. We're gonna run the ball, and that's gonna be our focus. Whatever that percentage turns out to be, if that turns out to be more than last year, then probably.
Do them both, but what's your view on shotgun snaps versus being under center and getting as a quarterback?
I really don't have a preference. I would say unders are probably a little easier if you want to split hairs, but it doesn't really matter.
Anything else?